If your knees check the weather before you do, time to check out Joint Relief Institute. Fast, FDA-approved pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain.
We're about to tell you about a book that is going to change your life. Well, at least your health and diet routines. With us is Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel, and he's an oncologist, world leader in health policy, professor at the University of Pennsylvania. His book is Eat Your Ice Cream, Six Simple Rules for a Long and Healthy Life. I'll tell you something. First of all, I love the title, and my wife is always reminding me I'm a sugar addict and discouraging sweets. So I've given the book to her now to read, Doc.
Nice to hear from you. And you didn't mention the most important thing. I'm a Chicago boy who grew up listening to you as a kid.
You're the one. Thank you.
I'm the one.
This is such.
We would drive to school with my dad, and you know, you were on the radio, man.
Yeah, I'm still here. And I'm glad you're writing about this, because there's no shortage of medical and health advice now. There's too much out there, and you really have some rules that we haven't heard before. And I guess your basic idea here is enjoy your life. You don't have to go crazy with this, right?
Yes. Life is not like a four-minute gymnastics performance for the Olympic goal. Life is going to take you for decades, and you're going to have to do health and wellness for decades if it's really going to make a difference. It's not like, you know, we do dry January, we drink the other 11 months, and that's wellness. That's just not the way the world works. On the other hand, you know, you don't have to be perfect. We're human beings. We're not perfect. And if you have, you know, that ice cream tonight, it's not going to take a minute, much less months or weeks off your life. Things are in moderation. You know, one of the problems I have with the current wellness industrial influencers out there is that, you know, they find something that's good for you, and then they say, oh, we should max it out. We should just do it all the time. That's not the way nature works. Nature is a very careful balance. And so some wonderful things like ice cream, along with, you know, exercise and otherwise good diet. By the way, ice cream is good for you. The data are it reduces your risk of type 2 diabetes, even though it contains sugar, probably because that fat globule membrane in the dairy is good for you.
Can I get you on the phone tonight when I'm eating ice cream and Marianne is hollering at me?
Absolutely, as long as you send me a pint myself.
You write about six sort of fundamental wellness behaviors that give us maximum benefits with the least work. Why don't we go through some of these? I love number one, don't be a schmuck. What's that all about? You don't see that in a lot of books on health and diet, do you?
Well, but it is the number one thing. Look, there are some things we know that are high risk and we shouldn't be doing. You know, we all know we shouldn't be smoking. Many of us know we shouldn't be vaping. That, you know, it might be better than smoking, but it's not better than breathing good, clean air. Similarly, we know, but RFK Jr. doesn't, you know, you should take your vaccines. Not getting your vaccines put you at high risk for getting sick and potentially dying. And by the way, for those of your listeners who are slightly older, there are four vaccines that actually reduce your risk of cognitive impairment and dementia. And you better get those, starting with shingles and pneumococcal and flu vaccine. They're very important. Mm-hmm. So that's the first rule. Don't be a schmuck. Don't do things that are going to increase your risk. You know, climbing Mount Everest, that's a schmucky move. The chance of dying, going up, is 1 in 100 for all comers, and people over 59, it's 1 in 25. Really? You're going to pay $150,000 to have a 1 in 25 chance of dying? That just makes no sense.
I tell you, I love the book, Eat Your Ice Cream, because of these kinds of pointers you've got in there. Number two on the list, talk to people. Now, we're hearing a lot about this, how important social engagement is to a long what they call a health span now, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And this is probably the single thing that made me so furious that I wrote the book. Because you, again, go to all these influencers and they talk about eating and exercising and sleeping. They never talk about social interactions, but it turns out social interactions are way the most important thing you can do for your health, your longevity, and, by the way, your happiness. People with more social interactions, who spend more time, have more friends, those people actually live longer and are much happier. And if you're lonely or socially isolated, it's not good for you. And it's not good just mentally. It's not good physiologically. Your body reacts, increases inflammation, doesn't suppress the stress hormones. You know, so having social interactions, talking to your family, your close friends, but also talking to your barista, your Uber driver, you know, someone you happen to meet, you know, on an airplane. All very important.
I'm telling you, if you only read one book about health and fitness and diet, the book you should read is Eat Your Ice Cream, Six Simple Rules for a Long and Healthy Life. Ezekiel Emanuel, MD, oncologist and professor at Penn, isn't it? You know what? Reading this book, I mean, it does make me want to rethink everything that I've heard and read about wellness. And as you say, we often hear, and in these books, they write about sleep and exercise and dieting, but that's only half the story, isn't it?
Yes. I mean, those are all important. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying eating well isn't important or exercise isn't important or sleep. But I am saying that even more important is social relations. And you would be hard-pressed to find in any of the wellness books or even wellness influencers online a discussion of social interaction and social relationships as critical to health and longevity. And that's fundamental.
These other fundamentals that you mention include, and we've heard this, expand your mind, stay mentally sharp. We know about that. You talked about eating ice cream. I like that. And number five on your list is six here. Move it. Exercise well and regularly. It's like sitting is the new smoking, it seems to me.
Oh, 100%. It is a serious, serious problem. And many Americans simply don't get enough activity. They are couch bound, and their recreation is also couch bound. I mean, they, you know, think a video game is somehow good. It may be fun for them, but it is undermining their physical wellness. We know you need three different types of exercise. You need aerobic exercise, increasing your heart rate, increasing your breathing rate. We know that you also need strength training, especially after 55 and 60, where our muscle mass begins to decline about 10% per year. So you really need to consciously strengthen your muscles. Now, you know, if you're swimming, that's already doing your upper body. If you're biking like me, that's doing your lower body, but you might have to balance it out. And the last one is flexibility and balance. Yoga. I do yoga 20 minutes every morning, did it this morning. Very, very important to keep yourself limber, not get muscle cramps and things like that. So those are the three kinds of exercise. But you don't need to do 10 hours a week. You need to do, you know, 150 minutes, 2.5 hours over 7 days. That's not that hard.
And the last of your six fundamental wellness behaviors, sleep like a baby, get the rest you need. Very important, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we have a society, you know, we're hard work. Americans have always been hardworking, and we tend to cut our sleeping. But if we, you know, are going to encroach on something, it's sleep time. That's a mistake. From a longevity standpoint, somewhere between 7 and 9 hours is what most people need. There are some people who are short sleepers, genetically short sleepers, but that's 1% of the population. You know, you don't do, we're not going to get 4 hours of sleep and perform our best. It's necessary for cleaning out the brain, for restoring our muscles and bones and other body organs. Sleep is really important. On the other hand, those medications for, you know, the quick fix, whether it's melatonin or Halcyon or whatever your drug of choice is, those don't work. The American Academy of Sleep Medicine says don't use them. The American College of Physicians says don't use them. They don't work. Only cognitive behavioral therapy for insomnia works. There are things you can do without going to a doctor or clinician. You know, make your room dark. Don't have caffeine or alcohol 8 hours before you're going to go to sleep. Don't look at your cell phone an hour before you go to sleep. You know, maybe use an actual book with pages and paper and read that. Those are the kinds of things we can do. Cool room also helps.
Another great thing about Dr. Emanuel's book, Eat Your Ice Cream, he not only tells us what to do, but he tells us how we can stick to these new habits. It's all about willpower, really, isn't it? And you say the critical barrier to wellness is repetition. Talk about that.
Yes. Look, one of the things that we've learned over the last two or three decades studying human behavior is that people, you know, willpower is easily fatigued. If you rely on willpower to get you to wellness, you will not do wellness activities for 40 years. You have to make it a habit so you don't even think about it. You just do it naturally. That's the key. And the key to making something a habit is we think it depends upon the particular habit, how much social pressure there is, but it's about doing something four times a week for about 6 weeks, and then it becomes part of your routine. You mold your routine around it, and that, you know, that's personally what I do with both my yoga exercise and my biking. Is I mold a routine around it, and then it's just there, and it makes me happy to do. Also, I feel better doing it. So that's the key: is repetition till it becomes a habit. And then you don't even think about it anymore. It's just what you do.
And what do you say about how long it takes before a new habit will actually stick?
It's about 6 weeks. Again, it depends upon the environment. It depends upon the cues. It depends upon how difficult it is. But if you repeat it for about 6 weeks, it begins to get in. And you mold your day around it. You know, sitting down and having a good breakfast, a bowl of berries or some other fruit with yogurt and granola and hemp hearts for protein. Yeah, that's the kind of thing. So you just do it every day.
And you're not big on multivitamins and supplements, are you?
No, I am not in general big on multivitamins and supplements. On the other hand, I want to be data-driven, and there have been some recent studies about multivitamin maybe reducing, after taking it for years, maybe reducing your risk of dementia. Mm-hmm. Now, multivitamins are relatively cheap. If they don't work, it's probably not a big harm to most people. And if they do work to decrease dementia, wow, that's a big plus.
It's my favorite book of the year, maybe of all time, because how it affects your life. Eat Your Ice Cream, 6 Simple Rules for a Long and Healthy Life. Ezekiel Emanuel, MD. If Brother Ram becomes president, you'd make a great Surgeon General, Doc.
Well, thank you. I'm honored.
I appreciate your time this morning. And again, congratulations on the book. It's a lot of fun to read it, too.
Thank you. And remember, I'm a big fan and have been for many, many decades.
I'm now adding that to my resume, Doctor.
All right.
Thank you very much. Stay healthy.